So, with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
What's amazing is that you went down this road. This is the road you went down in 2023. You wanted, in the State of the Union, to pick a fight. You wanted to be able to have this confrontation with Republicans so you could show how with it you are. It was so obvious. Conservatives never said this was good legislation. That James Lankford thought it was good legislation? James Lankford wasn't accurate. James Lankford was simply wrong. That's all. The idea of wanting to have a policy of actual protection at the border is valuable. And both parties have failed for decades on this subject. But what you brought in this so-called bipartisan legislation didn't do the job. 5,000 people a day can still come to the border and make some level of asylum claim. The Secretary of Homeland Security can grant an asylum claim even if it's not given the first time around. And why 5,000? Why not 500? Why not 50? Why not 5 people? And then you claimed you needed the legislation, President Biden, in order to be able to do your job. But everybody knows you could do your job, so much so that you said after the legislation failed, I'm going to take executive action on the border. And here you are trying to pick a fight. You're smiling, you're grinning like just a weirdo, thinking that this is a winning argument.
That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges to help tackle the backload of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now. What are you against?
What are you against? 5,000 people a day. What am I against? The loopholes that will allow the Secretary of Homeland Security to let more people in. What am I against? The idea that somehow this is connected with funding for Ukraine, Israel, or Taiwan. And I just got back from Israel yesterday. And I still want border legislation that is disconnected from these other things. Tony Katz. Tony Katz today. What is up, Boo Bear? Shalom Haverim. See, you go to Israel for a week. The next thing you know, you're Mr. Hebrew. I am not. 833-GOT-TONY. 833-468-8669. 833-GOT-TONY. This Biden speech was outrageously angry. There was no State of the Union that was given last night, and I want to make sure that I'm clear about a point, and I'll get to it coming up. There was no State of the Union given last night. It should be noted right from the beginning that Joe Biden didn't follow protocol. He did not wait for the Speaker of the House to introduce him. He just started talking. Because he forgot. Because he didn't care. Secondly, it wasn't a State of the Union because we never once discussed the country. He discussed political party and he gave his stump speech. The stump, right? You go campaigning, you're campaigning on the stump, you're standing, you know, on a chair, on a stump, whatever it is, and you're going through the basics and you're pounding on the basics and you give the speech everywhere. It's called the stump. You're being on the stump. That's what he gave. No, this was Joe Biden saying, here's what's right and here's what's wrong. Well, any immigration policy that allows for people to come across illegally is, of course, bad policy. Any economic policy that doesn't address how Americans can create more without having more legislation and regulation thrust upon them That would be a great conversation. You didn't have any of those conversations. You said, shame on Republicans for not voting what I wanted for, as opposed to saying, okay, you wouldn't go for that. How about this? Let's start here. One of the things Biden mentioned, for example, was some technology that could detect fentanyl. If the Democratic Party today, put forward a one-page piece of legislation that said, here is the money, and it's going to buy these machines that will help us detect fentanyl, It would pass with overwhelming support. I'll say unanimous support. It will pass with unanimous support. Why not? People want to talk about how his speech was forward-looking. Those people are the people over at MSNBC and CNN. What was forward-looking? Where is the forward-looking when it comes to the border? Absolutely, positively nowhere. What's the forward-looking when he tried to take a line again from 2023?
The working people who built this country pay more into Social Security than millionaires and billionaires do. It's not fair. We have two ways to go. Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy. That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut? I kind of thought that's what your plan was. Well, that's good to hear. You're not going to cut another $2 trillion for the super wealth. That's good to hear.
You could literally play that next to what took place in 2023. He did the same thing. They said then, we're not touching this, although we have to touch it. We have to touch Social Security. We have to change the plan. This is going to be insolvent. And the idea of we'll just tax them more doesn't solve our problem. The whole idea of fair share is hilarious to begin with. But what's forward-looking about this? The same old attack proposition. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Where's the new piece of legislation? Where's the new idea? Guys, what if we do this? Didn't exist. It did not come from Joe Biden. What came from Joe Biden is a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming. They somehow told him that this is what will be energy. Van Jones on CNN said he should be, and I couldn't make this up, he should be a fighting grandpa.
Look, I think he's going to look like a grandpa. And the question is he going to be a fighting grandpa? And I think he should be a fighting grandpa tonight. Look, whatever he says about overseas and this, that, everything he's done, groceries cost too much and the rent is too high. That is the bottom line. And if he can explain how he is going to go after these rip-off grocery stores that are jacking the prices up too much, and how he's going to push down on interest rates, you can get a house, you can rent a house, you can get a car, you can walk out the grocery store without having a heart attack, I think people are going to say, look, that's an old grandpa. That grandpa's fighting for me. And I think if he spends too much time bragging on himself, it's not going to work.
Often these things do become a long laundry list.
He's got stuff to be proud of. Look, gas prices are low. Unemployment is down. Stock market is up. Student loans have been cut. All that stuff is good. But the groceries cost too much and rent's too high. Yeah. Rent's too high. If he's a fighting grandpa, he'll be all right tonight.
In my life, I never thought that a good piece of political advice would be a fighting grandpa. Well, he wasn't a fighting grandpa. He was Grandpa Simpson, screaming, get off my lawn, to whoever would listen. But if I go to the MSNBCers, if I go to Scarborough, oh my, you would think that what Joe Biden delivered was quite simply the finest speech that ever existed ever in the history of ever. It's fawning. It was What's the word I'm looking for? Freaking ridiculous. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
Has. And then last night, I mean, that was even a bigger tour de force. Like, it really felt like President Biden came into his own, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. It was his best speech of his presidency by far. Strongest speech. And most importantly, for people that were thinking, oh, he's too old, he's too this, he's too that, man, he like I said, he gave a lot more than he got and made these Republicans look like fools time and time again. Gene Robinson, when you and I were growing up, we would see Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal, and they would humiliate the Washington generals day in and day out. I see buffoons wearing MAGA hats and running around and trying to give stickers to the president and all these other idiots just screaming and yelling and making fools of themselves. I just sat there thinking, I know this is supposed to shock and stun the left or the media or somebody. All it does is make them look like idiots.
Now, this is the same Joe Scarborough who wanted to let you know that Joe Biden is beyond smart and beyond capable, and this is the best Joe Biden has ever been. But what of this idea? You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Greene, wearing the Make America Great Again hat. She's wearing the T-shirt that says Lake and Riley, which I will get into. And you've got Representative Nels, who's wearing a T-shirt and a sports coat and a USA flag clip-on bow tie. Yeah, Republicans do a very good, very bad job of being normal. They do a very good job of ruining what is easy. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving Biden a pin saying, say Lake and Riley's name. Lake and Riley's name. Lake and Riley was the nursing student who was found dead at the University of Georgia, killed by an illegal immigrant. Not just killed, disfigured, as the reporting went. Nothing wrong with that at all. But all Republicans have to do is be normal. Man, that is asking too much of the Republican Party. It really is. But this now takes us back to where we started. I said I would come back to this, and this is what is imperative to remember about the State of the Union last night. It wasn't great. It wasn't exceptional. Biden had one or two worthy moments and had some horrible moments, and I'll get into his whole conversation about Israel, which is so absolutely disgusting and horrifying. Let me just say for the record, never mind, you know, any American who votes for Biden is out of their mind. Any Jew who votes for Biden is out of their mind. He's going to build a port for Hamas. Out of their minds. I'll say it anywhere. Invite me to your synagogue. I will say it anywhere. Invite me to your church, by the way. I will say it anywhere. They're crazy. They're certifiable. Jews who would vote for this. But let me bring it back to what is the baseline. Because all you're going to hear today is commentary about the State of the Union. There's going to be so much of it across your social media feeds. Let's start with a baseline, shall we? Let's start with a place of agreement that we can build on. A place of understanding. The State of the Union meant nothing. It will not move the needle at all. Nothing changes. Americans will now not look at Joe Biden and say, oh, wait a second, I was wrong, he is fine. Americans are not all of a sudden going to say, you know what, Biden's up to the task. Americans are not all of a sudden going to say, I saw the State of the Union, psh, he's the clear guy. That's not happening. That is not happening on any level in any way. It's not happening. The State of the Union did not move the needle. The State of the Union doesn't change the fact that the Democratic Party has to ask themselves whether or not they really want to run this guy. It doesn't change how people view the economy. It doesn't change how people view the southern border. It doesn't change how people view the China threat. It doesn't change the fact that we are in two war situations around the globe. And if China moves on Taiwan, do I hear three? It doesn't change any of it. Zero. And that's what has to be remembered. Joe Scarborough, methink thou doth protest too much. Or as I have been saying, I don't know what happened to Joe Scarborough, but clearly daily sex with Mika Brzezinski messes with the mind. What? Well, I can't say that? Well, if it's not that, it's something else. So I thought it was that. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not daily. Who am I to say? I'm giving them both the benefit of the doubt. It clearly does something to the brain, and it's not good. But you've got the ladies of The View talking about what a great job Biden did, and Scarborough. Listen to it. The screaming, the yelling, the anger. He's not talking to the whole country. He's talking to a political party. He gave a campaign speech, not a State of the Union. What happened to the uniter, Joe Biden? He didn't show up last night. You mean he got through a speech without falling down? Should we go over the mumbling? Should we go over the incomplete sentences? I'm more than happy to do it. Nah, I think we should stay focused. Who are they going to replace him with? Because they can't be serious about keeping him on the ticket. This is Tony Katz today. It's good to be back. Flew in yesterday from Tel Aviv. Tony Katz today. Find everything going on at TonyKatz.com. That's where all the videos are. More are coming today and over the weekend. We're still editing a whole bunch of stuff. Visited schools, spoke to doctors, hospital groups. The situation in Israel is worse than you know. The situation what happened at the hands of Hamas around Gaza is more horrifying than you can imagine. I walked through the burned out houses. I walked through the shot up houses. I walked through homes where people were killed. It's walked through neighborhoods where people were kidnapped. The level of planning. So something that is not known. And allow me. Hamas knew where people lived. When we talk about the security failure that is the Hamas attack that murdered 1,300 Israelis on October 7th, Hamas knew where people lived. Hamas knew the houses. Hamas knew what they were doing. Now, there are some other insane stories that go along with this that I'll get to in the days ahead. But at one kibbutz neighborhood called Kfar Aza, when the sirens went off that there was an attack, those who work security ran to the armory to get their guns. That's right. Israelis don't carry their weapons on them. They don't keep them in their homes, which is, of course, insane. You see, that is me discussing Israeli policy without thinking that Israel should be wiped off the map. That's the difference between me and the Jew hater Rashida Tlaib. And in Kfar Aza, when the soldiers and security professionals ran to get their weapons, Hamas was there waiting for them. And it was a bloodbath. Hamas knew what they were doing. Remind me to tell you about the SIM cards. You will not believe the level of sophistication. I've got more to get to on that subject. And I will. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The videos are there. This is Tony Katz today. People are ridiculous. Joe Biden wants to pay teachers more in the State of the Union. Fine. But are they getting education out of it or indoctrination out of it? That's what they don't want. They don't want indoctrination. And so what do people respond to me? Well, I guess that means no Pledge of Allegiance, where we indoctrinate children to mindlessly worship the deadly war machine that is their country. Damn. See what indoctrination does? It makes you dumb. Tony Katz today. Good to be with you. The United States is a deadly war machine. It's not borne out by the facts. But the idea that you think that's the indoctrination. You know, the Pledge of Allegiance or pushing kids to change their gender. Totally the same thing. It ain't easy. It ain't easy dealing with this crazy. I'm with you. I get the issue. I get the problem. You're up against people in the social media world who have no interest in facts or data. They have interest in quips. You're up against the political world people who have been indoctrinated to think that socialism has a value and that the nation that we live in is evil. It is not. The idea of being imperfect is not akin to being evil. The nation's not evil. Hamas is evil. The Iran leadership is evil. Hezbollah is evil. Child abuse is evil. The people who condone child abuse are evil. The United States as a nation, its history, has done evil things. Slavery is evil. I think we could agree to that. But doesn't do it today. Never is recognition given to the spirit of fulfilling the promise, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. How Frederick Douglass explains in the speech of What to the Slave is the 4th of July, and people repeat that today, saying black people shouldn't pay attention to Independence Day. It's not for us. You're not a slave. You're not a slave. It doesn't matter how you want to identify, the facts are the facts. And this is a good thing. So let us celebrate it as Frederick Douglass would, who recognized and understood the value of American independence and wanted it for people who look like him. And stated as he did in Rochester, with clarity, why would you ask me to celebrate this thing that people who look like me are not a part of, as opposed to today, where people who look like him are indeed a part of, and yet somehow we have people on the political left who want to say that by the very color of the skin, they should separate out and identify as people who are not a part of. That's the indoctrination. That's what I oppose. That's what Americans oppose in their schools, and rightfully so. You should be opposed to that because it's trash. It's absolute garbage. It provides zero value. It's disgusting.
Ew, David.
Exactly. So, anytime you see something on social media, just remember, these people don't count. It's social media. They don't count. Don't get worked up by it. And sometimes I'll bring it up as a way of just engaging another conversation. What does it matter? I delete, I block, I mute, I blah, blah, blah. You're just all silly. It's not real life. Real life is knowing that Laken Riley was killed by an illegal immigrant. Laken Riley should be alive today. And it is very clear and very obvious that one could connect the policies of Joe Biden at the border to the death of Laken Riley. And it is very acceptable to state that Joe Biden has blood on his hands. Now, you say to me, Tony, that's a pretty rough thing to say. All I did was use the language of the left. That's all I did. Blood on the hands, that would be the language of the left. So what happened yesterday in the State of the Union is that Joe Biden walked in, he is confronted by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't do anything rude or anything like that. She's standing in the aisle, right? And when the president comes through, they're shaking hands, and I don't know, kissing babies, doing whatever. And Biden is there, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is there. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to get him to say the name of Laken Riley. Laken Riley, the nursing student who was found dead on the University of Georgia campus.
Right behind him, and I believe that's a hat that says Make America Great Again.
A MAGA hat, and then there are buttons that we understand that some Republicans will be wearing, talking about the Biden border crisis. Listen.
So she hands him a button, and she says, Laken Riley, say her name, Mr. President. Well, in the speech, Joe Biden, I argue, makes a mistake. I think he thought he could say and talk about Laken Riley and use that as a way to try and shut down the Republicans. It did not work. It did not work by any stretch of the imagination. And so Joe Biden actually picks up the button that says Laken Riley during the speech and does this.
Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Now, he actually has the audacity to say, and you really didn't catch this the first time around. You had to go back and listen to it. Here, let's play it again.
Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
So he says, yeah, sure. She was killed by an illegal, but how many thousands of people are killed by legals? You see, you're so used to Joe Biden not being able to engage the English language with his slurring and his stammering, etc., that you, like me and almost everybody else, took it in this same way. But no, he was trying a gotcha. Oh, yeah, sure, she died. But what about all these other people? Joe Biden, the president of the United States, engaged whataboutism with the death of an American citizen. Kids, that's enough to make you take pause and take a shot. That's what he did. He did that, and he did it with a straight face. Then he turns to, people. You see, I didn't think the parents of Laken Riley were at the State of the Union. Could someone double check me on that? Producer Jason, by the way, good to be back with you, handling things while I was in Israel. Can you check to see if, what was that? Okay, that's what I thought. So who in the world is Joe Biden turning to when he turns to the gallery and says this?
To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
They're not there. He turned to the gallery. So when you see the president talking to the gallery, if I have it correct, it's called the ladies' gallery. I'm trying to remember. I sat in that gallery for the speech that was given by Israeli President Isaac Herzog a few months ago. I was really near the seats where Joe Biden, the first lady, was sitting, in that whole area where they introduced people who have been invited to the speech. He turned and looked up, and he's holding the pin. I don't know who he's talking to. So he brings up Lincoln Riley, and yes, he does say Lincoln Riley. He gets the name wrong. He then does a whataboutism about a dead American. He then speaks to parents who aren't there. On CNN, they've got Nancy Pelosi. And what does Nancy Pelosi say?
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
cannibal? The big thing is that there's a dead American, and you're arguing he should have said undocumented instead of illegal? Take another shot. Hold, come on! Guys, I don't care about your politics. Are you kidding me? That is an insane series of things to go over.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about it?
It's not a big thing. By the way, Pelosi is very, very good at this. She'll just brush things. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care about that. People are rioting in America. Well, people are going to do what they do. My God. You want to talk about not caring that somebody was killed? She wasn't just killed. Her skull was disfigured. That's the reporting. Lincoln Riley was found in a condition where her skull was disfigured. Because of the policies that the Biden administration does not implement, or you can argue implements, at the southern border. They are dismissive of this. It's a laugh line. What do we care? Come on now. What's really important is that we use the right pronoun. Can I discuss how little I give a good holy damn about your pronoun? How little someone's pronouns matter? This girl is dead. And you don't like the fact that I didn't use she instead of she? I don't care. Be insulted. Be angry. It means nothing to me. Zero. It's your problem, amongst many other problems you have, if you think that using a pronoun matters. Be offended, whatever. I sleep fine. I didn't go out of my way to offend you. I simply said, I know you're a man, and I'm not going to call you she, because that would be lying to myself, and I won't do it. And I matter more than you. Oh, for the people who think that I should use certain pronouns? Oh, I absolutely matter more than you. Because you believe you matter more than me. Because you think you can now force me to lie. Nah. I matter more, and I don't care if you're insulted. I really don't. I didn't tell you you can't live your life the way you see fit. Unless, of course, you're a child, in which case I have many, many thoughts. But as an adult, you go do your thing. But the left will tell you that the pronoun is somehow more important than this woman's life. And they just said it. Joe Biden said it, Nancy Pelosi said it. How many more people do you need to say a thing before you realize, holy crap, these people are freaking ghouls. Ghouls. It's gross. It is gross. So, I'll say it again. The State of the Union won't move the needle. But there are things taken from the State of the Union that should not be forgotten. As a matter of fact, should be utilized in ads, should be utilized by the political right, should be utilized over and over and over again as a way of explanation regarding exactly what kind of people we're dealing with here. As Speaker Mike Johnson stated on Hannity last night.
Beyond that, Sean, it was just an overly partisan, unnecessarily partisan evening. I mean, the State of the Union, there's always some partisan elements to it, but there's normally applause lines that everyone can join in on. I mean, that's kind of the unifying moment about this tradition, and we got none of that tonight. There was almost nothing that we could agree to because it was so full of false information, and it was hard for me to hold that in.
I had put out on X, if you follow me, watching Speaker Johnson's face, oh, this is going to be fun. He was rolling his eyes. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. It was excellent. It was so good. Oh, oh, he was. Johnson earned points last night. Look, I don't know what Republicans are going to do. I don't know if Republicans are looking to replace him. I have no idea. But the rolling of the eyes, the oh, come on, the dear Lord, do I have to listen to this crap? What is in the back of his head? Like, all of it earned him points last night. Because he was all of us. Just listening to this, saying this is just madness. Because it was. I'm Tony Katz, and this is Tony Katz Today. Dow is up just 7, the NASDAQ down 124. The story is the unemployment numbers. So the numbers went up. So they were expecting 186,000, 196,000 jobs. They got 275,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate went up. So just as a way of following here, it went up 2%, 0.2, not 2, that would have been really bad, 0.2 percentage points to 3.9%. But year over year, it's up 0.3%. You following me? So from last month to this month, January to February, it went up 0.2. Looking at these things year over year, it went up 0.3. The number of unemployed people is now 6.5 million. A year ago, it was 6 million. So more people are looking for a job. More people can't find a job. More people have run out of money or some level of government assistance in a post-COVID world. Which one is it? Dr. Matt Will, economist at the University of Indianapolis, will be with us a little bit later. We will break this down and try and understand what these numbers tell us. I just know that unemployment going up is not good in an election year. Find it all at TonyKatz.com. This is Tony Katz Today.